Hi everybody, Brian here for quantlabs.net. Just wanted to go over, as we lead into the workshop for Tuesday, markets should be closing down right now for the global Forex. It's 4:19 p.m. Today's date is the July 19th. Okay, so I want to show you what's been moving and why. I'm going to bring up to verify that with TradingView on Oanda data. All the data I'm talking about does come from Oanda. With the workshop, that's what we focus on: how to manipulate, how to wrangle the data, how to connect into the Forex API and trade with it. So I'm going to show you some of the potential here. All right, so here we are on the server kind of thing. These are the ones that took positions today: New Zealand dollar and against the USD, two positions. So here's the charts on TradingView on the Mac. Okay, so here's New Zealand. That's New Zealand Forex chart. That is intraday. So you can see that quite that big move up at around 12 to 18 o'clock and beyond. And it's been pretty choppy since. So that is why the system took those momentum trades. Now, I've been seeing a lot of New Zealand against US dollar. This is the 5-day view. Here is the 1-minute view. Where the hell is it? Or sorry, 1-month view. And then the 3-month view. And the 6-month view. And so on. But it has had modes of where it does move up. So the other ones that are currently on the watch list. Now, I'm going to show you something that's very unique that you cannot get through something like MetaTrader, the platform. What you're looking at right now are only available, from what I've seen, is the API. Okay, so this is a long and short for the pairs that are available through the order book of Oanda. You can see there, you can see the total short, total long, and then I calculated a ratio from that. I'm able to also calculate the spread and measure the rate change over the last 4 hours. Those are the sort of things I like to do every couple of minutes or so. Now in there, what we're looking for, as I'm only focusing on long, is to look for instances of where the longs pretty well kind of 2-to-3-to-2 ratio. As I just shown you, the New Zealand US dollar, you can see they're in pretty well real time. Total long, 61. Total short, 38, and that's percent. So when you get close to 2/3 long, chances are the price should move up, as you can see here. So theoretically, that's what we're looking for, and only trade that. You can see there's a ratio that's calculated out on the percent of total long, total short, and it calculates that total long short ratio 1.59. When you look at other currencies, you can see, or pairs, you can see there are quite clear distinctions for shorting as well. So here we have euro against the British pound, and these instances do not last long. They could be short blips depending upon news. Right there, you have the euro, Japan, yen. You can see that as a shorting. For sure, a shorting opportunity. So and so forth. Again, you can only get that through the API of Oanda. I don't think, from what I've heard from various traders, is that that is not available through platforms like MetaTrader. You can only get it through the API. That's why this workshop is very unique on Tuesday. And that's all you really need is this read change and really Fibonacci for your indicators. They're more like pricing targets and speed of change that you're measuring. Okay, let's go back to the database here thing. So these are the other ones that are on the watch list here. Okay, so now we only have, So now we have euro against Australian dollar, and the European against the British pound. I just showed you that long-short ratio for the euro against the British pound. So now let me just show you the other one, which was the euro against the Australian dollar. So you can see there the long short's quite distinctive, with a total short of 75 to 24. So 75% of that pair, euro, Australian dollar, 75% are longing and 25% is shorting. So that will drive up the price. When you look at these charts, there can be some kind of confirmation. I'm going to just show you the euro Australia. Now, this is the euro Australian dollar on TradingView. There you can see it's a sell signal. So this pattern can be and cannot be confirmed. Most of the time it can be, that's one of those weird pairs, but when you look at the intraday of the euro and British pound, you can see it's being driven up, and that's on a three month view there. Let's see the 1 day. So here, this is our 1 day view, and that was the euro against British pound. So it's not as strong as the other one, at 61% long, 38% short. So when you look at the 5 day, there's gonna be instances of that here on a 5 day where that price will get driven up because of that ratio between the long and the short. So that can be confirmed in this pair. Another pair that's on and off with is the US dollar against the Swiss franc. Here it's very mixed, it's very flat, but there are instances where you do get, like here, a blurt right there where you do get an upswing very quickly. See if I can find that. Yeah, right here, this is what an example of what you cannot really rely on, with the USD and the franc, total long at 56% and the total short's only 43%. Usually that means it's not compelling enough to want to trade it. You want to trade either on the short end, where there's more extreme of shorts versus the long, and then the other side, the long, where the longs easily exceed the shorts. So I want to show you all that and show you one of the reasons why it's not so easy, very unpredictable to trade Forex intraday. There are some times where you do get momentum trades that can be reliable. As I said, one of them theoretically should be the New Zealand US dollars. I thought, like you could see here, but it took some losses. So I need to tweak that to figure out what's going on with that. And the other thing I'm testing, it seems to be kind of consistent, is that pair trading P&L, pair trading position FX. I found two pairs that are co-integrate quite nicely and have been holding for quite a while. So that's what we're going to work on the workshop. If you're interested in that, it's only one time I'll be doing this. All you got to do is come to quantlabs.net. Let me just go over to the computer here. Here on the computer. You'll come on the computer and you come under quantlabs.net and then you go to the store right there and then you click that, and all you got to do is click on Python course and get registered in that course right here. Now, I've not been promoting this all that heavily. We just got one this morning. If you come back to the store. So what I just showed you is the infrastructure building course. For Python, $247, that will give you access to the other live workshop. Here in the store, we have another one called the Elite right here. That Elite membership, that will give you access to everything. 10-year archive plus 3-year subscription. Very limited 3-year subscription to everything I do for the next 3 years. At $9.97, I've got 4 slots available for that. If you are interested, and I don't know how long they'll last with a sale. I'll be pushing both of these over the next probably 3 days leading up to Tuesday for the workshop Forex. If you want to learn more about this, you can get in on it. But if you want to know how to use something like this to get a long short ratio built out, I'll be showing you how to do that in the course. Other than that, I'm not sure, but hopefully, thanks for watching, and hopefully we'll see you on the course Tuesday, July 23rd at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talk to you later.